Hey, what's up, guys? Brian here with another episode of the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. On this episode, we're going to go over on what to do if your dog does something he should not be doing. So let's start up the theme music and hop right into it. So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. So many times whenever we get puppies or dogs or, you know, rescues, there's going to come a time when our dogs do perform behaviors that we just don't want, whether it's jumping on us, whether it's darting towards the door, whether it's pulling on leash. But one of the most important things that we all have to have an understanding of is that if we don't want our dogs to do something, what should we be doing instead, right? That is the question that we all have to answer, ask ourselves, right? If we're asking ourselves, what should we be doing instead? The question we should also be asking is, what should my dog be doing instead of the behavior that I don't want him to do? So, for example, if your dog loves jumping on you, instead of just pushing your dog off, you could ask and telling your dog, don't do that. Instead, you could tell your dog to do something else instead, whether it's sitting on the ground, laying down, or going to his bed, right? Another example could be if your dog is starting to chew on furniture, you could tell him to completely stop, but then what do you want your dog to do instead, right? You want to give your dog direction so that you just don't leave him figuring it out on his own, right? Because if we just tell him stop, don't do that, then your dog is going to start figuring out or start thinking of, what should I do instead then, right? I have all this energy, I might be bored, so what do I put my time and energy into? From your dog's perspective, right? So if you don't want your dog to do something in particular, get in the habit of telling your dog, stop that out, knock it off, right? Interrupting the behavior that you don't want, whether it's your, you know, puppy chewing on furniture and or nipping your hand, instead of just telling your dog or puppy stop, tell your puppy stop, interrupt whatever behavior you don't want. So if your puppy's biting your hand, make sure you interrupt that using your puppy's leash, just pull him away. And then after you tell your puppy stop, no, make sure that you give and turn your puppy's attention into something that he or she can do. That goes not only for puppies, that also goes for adult dogs as well, right? So if you don't want your dog to do something, tell your dog what you do want him to do, right? Don't just tell your dog, no, don't jump on me. Instead, tell your dog, hey, don't jump on me, but sit, right? Or, hey, don't jump, don't run towards the door, but instead, whenever guests come over, go to your bed, right? Instead of chewing my furniture, I want you to stop that, but I want you to chew on this instead, right? Many times we get lost in this, the fact that we just want our dogs to stop certain things and assume that our dogs know what we're asking of them. And that is not always the case, right? Usually what makes this easier is establishing a clear line of communication between our dogs and ourselves, right? That's something we focus a lot on, especially in our at Awoken Canine, as we focus a lot on establishing that communication system so that we could effectively communicate to our dogs what our dogs are doing right, what our dogs are doing wrong, and what we want our dogs to continue doing, right? Because once you establish that communication system, everything else becomes immensely easier, right? That way you could communicate to your dog, hey, no, don't do that, you're doing something wrong, but you could do this instead. And then once your dog starts doing whatever behavior is appropriate, you could give him feedback saying, good, I like what you're doing. Keep doing it. But that is the big secret for today, guys. Make sure that if you want your dog to stop any given behavior, whether it is pulling on leash, jumping on guests, chewing on furniture, anything of any of the above, digging furniture, the list goes on and on. Make sure that you just don't tell your dog stop, but you also give your dog some sense of direction, right? You don't want to just tell your dog, stop, knock it off completely, and just leave him there, because then he's going to figure out, what can I do? Now, of course, there are going to be some situations that you have to tell your dog, knock it off, I don't want you to do this ever again. Situations such as dogs that may want to bite, aggressive cases, right? So dogs that may want to by another person, a dog, anything like that, then yes, there are going to be times where you're going to tell your dog, no, knock it off. I don't want you to do that at all. But you're still giving your dog direction and telling your dog, hey, I don't want you to do that. Instead, come on, let's continue walking or sit down, wait for me to give you any set of directions, right? So again, that is the big secret for today, guys. Make sure that you just don't tell your dog to stop whatever he's doing, but you also give your dog a sense, some sort of direction right after the fact, so you could tell your dog and communicate to him, hey, do this instead. So if you guys enjoyed this podcast, this episode today, feel free to give us a review on whatever platform you guys are listening on, and we'll see you in our next one.